AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Donald Trump has cruised to victory in the Electoral College despite thousands of anti-Trump protesters who converged on state capitals across the country today, including the Georgia State House in Atlanta. AP correspondent Mark Smith reports it was Hillary Clinton in the end who was rejected by members of the Electoral College.
Four electors in Washington state recorded votes for candidates other than Clinton, even though she won the state by 16 points on Election Day and should have netted all 12 electoral votes. Earlier, a Clinton elector in Maine tried to vote for Bernie Sanders, while one in Minnesota tried not to enter a choice. Both votes ultimately went to Clinton.
California's 55 Electoral College votes have gone to Hillary Clinton and her running mate Tim Kaine in a largely ceremonial proceeding. Two deadly incidents today in Europe. Russia's ambassador was assassinated in Turkey, and nine people were killed when a truck rammed into a crowded Christmas market in Germany. A former Turkish parliamentarian says today's attack is just the latest in places that are supposed to be safe.
The attack once again shows that the Turkish government needs to come up with a viable plan to address Turkey's dire security deficit.
A British tourist says he and his girlfriend had just finished a glass of wine at the Christmas market outside a cathedral in Berlin when a truck came barreling into the area.
And as we were leaving, the large truck came through. It went just past me, past my girlfriend. I think it missed me by 3 meters, missed her by five. It came in through the entrance, hit the sides of the barriers, and then carried on past us.
50 people were injured, several critically, including a passenger in the truck who was among the fatalities. This is AP Radio News. Women with ovarian cancer have a new option for treatment.
A drug known as Rubraca has been given approval by the FDA to treat women with advanced stages of ovarian cancer who have already tried at least two other chemotherapy drugs. It works by targeting a genetic mutation seen in some hard-to-treat tumors. Rubraca was cleared for use based on studies in which more than 50% of patients saw complete or partial shrinkage of their tumors. It will also carry a warning label about serious risks, including bone marrow problems and a form of blood cancer called acute myeloid leukemia. Diane Kepley, Washington.
What's up with West Virginia? According to an investigation conducted by the Charleston Gazette-Mail, drug wholesalers in West Virginia shipped 780 million hydrocodone and oxycodone pills to the state in just 6 years. That's a period when 1,728 people fatally overdosed on those two painkillers. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.